Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, I'm excited about today's show. We're going to be talking about the power of posture, and I have three experts with me from the Prather Practice. Dr. Clinton Dodge. Welcome, Dr. Dodge.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be back.
Dr. Dodge is an associate chiropractor here at the Prather Practice. We have Megan Walton.
Hello.
She's our occupational therapist. I'm glad to have you. And Alexa Souza-Michael, our rehab assistant. So we have expert panel. We're going to be talking on posture today. But before we do, I want our listeners to get to know you all a little bit better. Dr. Dodge, why don't we start with you? You're our associate chiropractor here. Mm-hmm. You were in private practice prior to coming here.
Yep, about 12, 13 years.
Okay. Where did you go to school?
Okay. I went to school at the first chiropractic school that was ever created. It has a lot of history, Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa.
Mm. Davenport must have been fun, huh?
It was, except in the winter.
Right. Well, we love having you here at the Prather Practice.
Thank you.
And Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an occupational therapist. You got your master's at University of Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
How much experience have you had? I know you've been with us here at the Prather Practice a short time.
I've been practicing 10 years. I've practiced in home health, outpatient therapy, subacute rehab, hospital setting, and memory care.
Mm. Well, we feel privileged to have you here. The team that we have in the physical medicine side, the three of you really make a difference in our patients' lives. So, and Alexa's our rehab assistant.
Yes.
Yes, and she has great plans. You came as a student intern.
Yep. Started off as a student, got hired on as an assistant, and then hoping to be an occupational therapist one day.
Yeah, get your doctorate.
Yep.
Wait, you're not an intern anymore?
No, not anymore. I know you still think that way.
Why don't we just tell our listeners a little bit, if you want to share, Dr. Dodge, why did you get into the profession of chiropractic?
I'll give you the short story.
Okay.
The short story is I had no idea what a chiropractor even was until a number of years and a number of kids into my marriage. Mm-hmm. And my wife at the time, she started going and taking two of our kids to a chiropractor. And we had a child. Both children were very colicky, had some pretty big issues. It was almost overnight. It stopped. And I saw that. She finally convinced me to go, and I went very reluctantly. But then when I saw the changes that I was having, I didn't realize how much pain I had been in. Mm-hmm. With a few too many concussions, I just thought that what I was suffering with was normal. But I soon realized it wasn't normal. And that was the beginning of my journey to becoming a chiropractor. It was still a few years before I went down that road. Mm-hmm. But if you're asking why, that is why. The life-changing things that happened in my own family.
Yeah. That's quite a commitment to go to chiropractic school. You have two children.
Oh, I had three going.
Uh-huh.
And five leaving.
Didn't keep you busy enough, huh?
Maybe.
That's great. And I hear that a lot. I think people think patients, this is normal. The way I'm feeling is normal until they realize, like you realize, that wasn't normal and they can feel better.
You know, something I've done over the years is to help people understand that, I ask them how old they feel.
Mm.
You're having this issue, how old does that make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they'll say, you know, if they're in their 20s, they'll say, oh, 50 or 60, and I want to punch them. But
right. But we hear that, yeah.
We do. Or even 70 or 80. But the real answer is, then I say, well, so you think that that's how you're supposed to feel at that age? And the answer is no, you're not supposed to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Not at 50, 60, 70, 80. I've got a 92-year-old grandmother that doesn't feel that way.
Right.
So, It is amazing to start getting that perspective. We're going to get more into what we perceive and what reality is as we talk about posture today.
Okay, great. Well, let's go ahead and get into, we're titling this The Power of Posture. I love that. So what is posture, if you had to define it?
Posture is the position we hold our bodies in when we're sitting or standing, and it has three main components. And you can remember those by using the acronym BAM. So it's balance, alignment, and motion.
I like that, BAM.
BAM.
So balance is how we maintain an upright position and keep a line of gravity within our base of support. So it's basically how we keep from falling over. And then alignment is the positioning of our head over our torso over our pelvis, pelvis over our legs, and legs over our feet. Mm-hmm. Motion is how the body changes position over time by contracting certain muscles and lengthening other muscles. There are several muscle groups that are really important to posture to prevent gravity from pushing us over.
You know, and I think you were talking about the head over the shoulder, the ear over the shoulder over the pelvis. And that's something you assess. You want to talk a little bit about that. We have a posture analysis. And so how do we assess that?
So we have an app that we use, recommended by Dr. Dodge. The posture app is called Posture Screen by Posture Co. We take a picture of our patients in four different views, and then we take those views and analyze them by placing the certain points on the body. That then gives us a report that shows us what we need to improve on. It can show the different shifts in our body, the weight bearing, and then through that report we use it to create exercise programs to help improve that posture.
Okay, and that's something that they can see.
Yes, yeah, we give the patients a printed out copy of that report, and then we do another one usually in the middle of the program, and then one at the discharge, so we can go through and see exactly what you've improved on, when that happened, and how that happened. We just explain it, the whole process to them, and they love it.
Yeah.
It's been a huge help.
And I know we had talked about, too, I think we're all like this as healthcare professionals. You know, when we see people, we're right, we're analyzing, you know, at the mall.
Everywhere we go. Constant. Yeah.
But you can shut it off. It takes time, but you can shut it off.
I haven't learned that yet.
Where you can go to the mall, enjoy yourself, and not go, ooh, ow, oh, I wish they would come in, and things like, no, you can let that happen.
Free consultation cards all the time.
Yeah, because have you noticed, especially Dr. Dodge, in your years of practicing, a change in posture?
Horribly. Yes, I have. Over the years, you know, I've been, as I don't think I mentioned, it's actually I've been in practice for a total of 16 years now. And in those 16 years, I'm seeing things that in school they're saying, oh, you won't see this very often. And we see it weekly. And I see things that used to be in people older than me, and now I'm seeing it in teenagers with head positioning, and we're starting to see degenerative changes. It's common for our radiologists to write, the level of degeneration is unusual for a patient of this age, and used to happen once a year, and now it happens at least once a month. And honestly, the changes, especially the forward head and the shoulders rolling forward. And if our listeners can't picture that in your mind, just sit slumped and push your head forward, like a lot of people sit anyways. And then that's the type of posture that we're looking at. And if you still can't get there, figure out what's going on, take your cell phone out and start texting. And that's exactly the posture that is developing at a very, very young age. We see toddlers running around with devices. And we're getting people heading in the wrong direction earlier and earlier and earlier in life.
That's interesting what you said about the x-ray report. And we send our x-rays out to one of the top radiologists who's wrote the textbook, the radiology textbook for our medical school. So you're seeing that come back, especially in the younger generation.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, they're talking about we're going to even have a new diagnosis mm-hmm. geared toward posture and seeing even structural changes.
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk about why is posture important?
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Well, Dr. Prather, what conditions does the rapid release technology work on?
Carpal tunnel, shoulder issues, mm-hmm. where you have restrictions, even like shoulder rotator cuff tears.
Yeah,
we use a lot on that.
Yeah.
Problems with the pains in the elbow, either golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, all help out tremendously.
Neck pain, low back pain.
Headaches, extremely excellent mm-hmm. for headaches.
Yes.
Sciatica, piriformis syndromes, scoliosis even.
Yeah, and we've used it on TMJ even.
TMJ, yes.
We have that big masseter muscle that we need to release. Knee conditions, plantar fasciitis.
Dupuytren's contraction.
Yeah. Rapid release has 5 heads on it, so you can use specifically the smaller heads would be for someone, you know,
for smaller areas, for the hand type of problems along those lines. Any type of scar tissue post-surgical, trying to get that back to where it needs to be. Basically, almost every type of musculoskeletal condition out there. It's very versatile, amazingly effective, and one of the greatest things is safety. In other words, with the rapid release, you're not going to make something worse.
Right, and it's not painful. We've had quite a few patients buy them for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've had several people who came into our office and said that was the only thing that really helped them. You know, of everything that they had tried before, the dramatic changes along those lines.
Yeah, and someone will say, well, I have this thumper, big massager at home. It's not the same thing.
Right.
Not the same technology.
No, it's not even trying to accomplish the same thing.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Since 1893, the Wheeler Mission has been ministering to the homeless, poor, and needy in central Indiana. The Prather Practice is honored to be partnering with the Wheeler Mission to help meet the immediate needs of those they serve, and we're inviting you to partner along with us. Right now, the Wheeler Mission has a need for masks, bottled water, and new unopened underwear in all sizes for men, women, and children. The Prather Practice is now collecting these items for the Wheeler Mission, and you can drop off items at our office at 8902 North Meridian, Suite 101. The Wheeler Mission exists to provide Christ-centered programs and services to the homeless and those in need. Their vision is to see every man, woman, and child they serve equipped to be productive citizens who enjoy lasting success in Christ. Your gift turns this vision into reality. Learn more about the work of the Wheeler Mission and how you can help by visiting their website at wheelermission.org.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about the power of posture with our three experts from the Prather Practice, Dr. Clinton Dodge, our associate chiropractor, Megan Walton, occupational therapist, and Alexa Souza Michael, our rehab assistant. Let's talk about why is posture important. Megan, do you want to?
Yeah, so there's several reasons posture is important. Correct posture helps keep the bones and joints in alignment so that the muscles are used correctly. And then that decreases abnormal weight bearing on joint surfaces.
Wait just a second. So posture helps keep people in alignment, which means they don't need to see me.
No. Nice try. When you have abnormal weight bearing on joint surfaces, that creates degeneration and pain. So it's really important to keep a good posture so that we're bearing weight correctly on the joints to keep them from deteriorating.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then it reduces stress on ligaments that hold the spinal joints and other joints together so that you decrease your likelihood of injury if you have good posture. Mm-hmm. The muscles work more efficiently when you have proper posture, so they use less energy and it prevents muscle fatigue. So people are less tired when they have good posture.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Because you're using less energy to kind of hold yourself up. Okay. What do we say, too? The head weighs, is it like a bowling ball?
10 to 12 pounds is the average.
So when you think about when it's misaligned, you know, in that head forward posture, which we see a lot of, how does that increase the weight? I'm sure it increases the weight of the head.
Research has shown that for every inch the head is forward, the muscles have to work as if it adds an extra 10 pounds on the head.
An extra 10 pounds.
So so you go an inch forward and your head now weighs twice as much. Mm-hmm. You go 2 inches forward and it's three times as much. And I've seen people 3 inches forward, and that just, it hurts me to even think about how much stress those muscles have got to be under.
Right. And then that's why we talk about posture and balance together a lot. Mm-hmm. Correct. Anything else on the importance of posture? So you got the degenerative process, the pain.
Yeah, it keeps compression off the internal organs when we have good posture. Mm-hmm. So when our posture is, when our shoulders are rolled forward and our head is forward, it puts compression on the lungs and the heart. So if you're slouching, you're compressing your heart and lungs. That if you're standing sense. Tall, your lungs have more space to expand. Mm-hmm. And you have improved circulation.
And then breathing. Right? You can do proper deep breathing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Lisa, there's a saying that motion is life and life is motion. Mm. I totally agree with that. But there's something else. The most important motion is breathing. Mm-hmm. And so many of us take it for granted. And when we have poor posture, we cannot breathe well. It's not possible to breathe well. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure it's really possible to do much belly breathing with improper posture.
Right.
But when we open up and sit or stand or lie down, and yes, you can lie down in a terrible posture as well.
Mm-hmm. Whole other show.
That's right. But it opens things up and allows you to, if your body knows how to breathe properly, allows you to be able to do it. But so many people don't know how to breathe properly. Our default breathing is more for survival rather than thriving. And so one of the things that Megan does, and Alexa, they teach people or reteach people how to breathe properly.
That's one of the first things you teach people.
One of the first exercises you do, isn't it?
Yep.
Why don't we go over that? Can you, you know, for our listeners, because that's very important. We have a muscle, the diaphragm. I think people don't even realize it's a muscle. It's underutilized. Mm-hmm. But how do you teach someone to breathe deeply?
So when you breathe in, your belly should rise. And when you breathe out, your belly should come towards your spine. And you should breathe out twice as long as you breathe in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I know we call it like 4x4 or 4x7x8. So inhaling 4. And you do that through your nose and your mouth or just the nose?
Inhale through the nose. Mm-hmm. Hold that breath and then breathe out through the mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's strengthening the diaphragm, which helps with posture, I would think, also.
Absolutely. In fact, the diaphragm is an extremely important muscle for posture, but you know, there's some muscles that often get forgotten. You know, everyone talks about abs, and when they think of abs, when I just say that, you probably picture whether it's a female or male model with a six or eight pack, right? And that, when I say abs, that's what comes into everybody's mind. But to tell you the truth, those muscles that make the six pack are the rectus abdominis, and they are probably the least important muscles to work on when it comes to posture. But everyone thinks, oh, I need to strengthen my core, and what do? They do sit-ups and crunches.
Yeah, and there's so much more to the core.
You need to get those transverse abdominal muscles, the ones just out to the side of those. Those are even more important than the rectus abdominis. And then the pelvic floor, believe it or not, is a huge, has a huge impact on our posture.
And we're going to be in another segment talking about specific exercises. Anything else, Megan, on the importance of posture?
Well, I think it's important to say that when you have poor posture, you have certain muscles that are tight. So, for example, if your head is forward, then the muscles on the back of your neck are going to be super tight, and you're probably going to have muscle knots in that area. Also, if your shoulders are rolled forward, then the muscles on the front of your chest are going to be tight, mm-hmm. which creates muscle tightness, creates muscle strain and spasm and pain.
Yeah. Is there an emotional and psychological component to poor posture?
Absolutely. Poor posture affects us emotionally, and not just emotionally and psychologically, and our energy levels, our stress, our anxiety, and oh, should we be talking about stress and anxiety during this time of year? Or this year?
There's no stress and anxiety.
No, not at all. There's nothing to be worried about right now. But, and there's a lot of physiological reasons why, but let's put into concepts that we can, that everybody can understand. Mm-hmm. If someone is standing up tall, their chest is out, their chin is up, hands on their hips, feet shoulder width apart. They don't have to be looking straight ahead. Just turn their head just a little bit to the left and look up just a hair. That guy looks strong, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And I said guy because we're probably picturing Superman. Mm-hmm. But a woman can be that, can stand that way too and look just as powerful. Look strong, look healthy, look confident. Mm-hmm. Take that same image and now roll those shoulders forward. Mm-hmm. Bring those hands from the side to the front of the thighs. Slouch get that head forward and bring that chin down just a hair. You know, you can't bring your chin down just a hair without bringing your eyes down as well. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, that person looks a little sad, mm-hmm. maybe depressed, not confident. In fact, if you're not driving and you're sitting at home, do that. Stand up tall, mm-hmm. hands on the hips, chest out, chin up a little bit, and feel what it feels like. You can breathe easier, you feel better. Right. Emotionally, you feel better. Mm-hmm. And then just slump, sit down and slump. And sit there for a few seconds and you'll realize you do not have that same feeling.
Yeah.
Well, think about being in that position all day long. And mm-hmm. what you have to fight with as far as the emotional aspect.
Right. Yeah, very important. Anything else on the importance of posture? I think, was there anything else you needed to add to that?
I think falls is a big one, mm-hmm. so.
Sorry.
If you have good posture, that decreases your likelihood of fall. So there was a study done by the National Institute of Health on women with kyphotic posture, so bent over posture, and they had more falls than women that had good posture. So try to bend over and then move your feet. It's much harder to move your feet when you're bent over than it is when you're standing up tall.
Yeah, that and
you did, that's perfect.
Yeah. And there are, not even as people age, but when you just look at posture affects balance, and balance affects posture. It's very important. When we come back, let's talk about how we assess posture and what we're seeing frequently with people with posture problems.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yes, the holidays are upon us. Parents, don't buy clothes for your kids. Don't you remember? Don't do it, okay? It's an obligation. I used to call my parents out on it. Excuse me, Mom, Dad, this isn't a Christmas present. You are required by law to provide food, shelter, and clothing, all right? Now get back to the store and get me my He-Man, or I swear to God, I'm gonna eat this bowl of sugar and follow you down around all day.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
So what are some good food sources for zinc?
Oysters are the highest. Have you ever heard of men wanting to eat oysters for you know what? because zinc is very important for fertility for both men and women, and also libido.
Well, everybody's going to be rushing in now.
But yes, I mean,
forget
zinc.
The COVID-19. Low libido.
Your testosterone level is very dependent upon your zinc levels. A sperm count, the leading reason for infertility is low zinc, both for males and females. We had an employee who had been trying for a while, and I said, well, you know, let me help you with this. Let's do some tests, because she didn't want to spend the money for the hair analysis. And finally, she got it, and I said, you don't have any zinc. There's no way you can get pregnant. So we started on zinc, and 3 months later, she was pregnant.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Who sings a love song as we go along?
Well, we're talking today about the power of posture. Go ahead, Dr. Dodge. I know you want to.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure to share something, and it's something that it happens all the time, and that is when I have someone come in and sit down, and I even mention the word posture, they automatically, well, they may say it out loud, but they say it in their head, oh, I have terrible posture, and they sit up tall. I don't have to say, will you sit up tall? They just sit up taller.
We need a mantra posture.
we do. But, you know, that also makes me think that when they're sitting up tall, they now think they're in good posture, but they aren't. Posture, the perception of our posture is different than reality, and that's why it's so important to get it checked. Because we will ask people when Alexa uses that application to take a picture, she will ask them to stand in a good, strong posture. And it eliminates the, oh, I wasn't standing up straight. No, we ask them to stand up straight, and it's still off. But they think that their posture is good. It's just the way our body is. So we need to get perception in line with reality and be able to help people. Along with perception and reality, there's some statistics I'd like to share, too. I'm not sure if you realize, but 65 million people in the U.S. alone suffer from back pain every year. That's a ton.
65 million, yeah.
Yeah, and I wish I knew the exact number of this, but 80% of all Americans suffer from back pain sometime throughout their life. That's got to be just, got to blow that 65 million out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a common thing, and posture is a very strong indicator of back pain, whether you have it or whether you will have it. You may have poor posture and not have back pain yet, mm-hmm. but you will. Also, low back pain is the most common cause of disability for people under the age of 45.
Mm-hmm.
So back pain is a huge issue here in America, and posture is a good way to measure it before you're feeling it. And frankly, if you're feeling it, you have bad posture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very important. And let's talk, we talked a little bit in the first segment about assessing posture. We do x-ray, very important.
Yep.
To do x-ray, we get a report from one of the top radiologists, and then we review those x-rays with the patient.
Mm-hmm.
In detail.
We actually show them their x-rays, which most patients have had x-rays before over the years, but have never seen any of their pictures. And we mm-hmm. actually go over the x-rays and point out and make sure they understand what they see.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. We do the Posture Screen app that Alexa talked about. What are other ways that we assess posture? Let's see, we can do x-ray, Posture Screen app, physical assessment.
Strictly just observation. As mm-hmm. someone is sitting down, it's not uncommon for me to walk through the therapy area and someone might be sitting, even if it's a family member of a patient, they're sitting texting. They are slunched over. Their phone is in their lap.
They're waiting for their adjustment.
And sometimes that's the case. They're waiting for their adjustment, and I will simply come by and gently put my hand on their back and lift their phone up, and uh-huh. say, this is going to feel so much better.
Maybe we shouldn't have the chairs in the waiting area for their adjustments. So let's talk about how does posture lead to pain. You know, we talked about, Megan, the stress on the joints and the muscle tightness. You were talking about the neck and the extensor muscles tightening up.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we want to share on that?
I have an example.
Yeah.
This is a test that everybody can do at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm assuming everybody has a broom. Okay, you uh-huh. take a broom with the broom part that's usually on the ground, and you flip it upside down so it's now pointing up. You shimmy that up in the air, and you grab a hold of the broom handle so the broom is now way up above your head. Now hold that out, mm-hmm. out in front of you with one hand. Now if you can't do it with one hand because of strength issues, hold it with both hands. Now, lean it forward and see how much harder it is to hold it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Lean it a little bit farther forward and see now your arm's probably shaking. And lean it back. It's much harder to hold when the head is not sitting over the base.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's with a broom. With our own bodies, it's the same way.
Right.
Those muscles have to work so much harder and get sore.
So let's talk about how we treat poor posture, because we've been seeing some great results in treatment in both posture and balance, decreasing pain. So let's talk about some of the ways we treat poor posture here at the Prather Practice.
So we have a team approach to improving posture, which is really important. We have chiropractic care to manipulate joints and muscles to become more aligned and more mobile. It also helps the nervous system
get the body into more of a rest and digest state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's important. Let's talk about, and Dr. Dodge, you can elaborate on the nervous system,
mm-hmm.
The things that you've seen change. You know, I think people think chiropractic is just you're manipulating the vertebrae, but it's the nervous system, and we do a very gentle alignment.
Yeah, and we allow the nervous system to communicate with the. To communicate better, which means the body communicates better with the brain communicates better with the body. Megan mentioned the rest and digest mm-hmm. state. I know Dr. Prather talks about it. I've talked about it, about the autonomic nervous system. I like to call it the automatic nervous system because it is the part of our brain and the part of our nervous system that the brain uses to control the automatic functions. We don't have much of any control. However, we can affect it, and posture can help. Getting better posture and motion helps affect it. That has two aspects: the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic is our fight or flight. That's what we are all under all the time, especially in 2020, mm-hmm. and especially during the holiday season. We are under a lot of stress, and we are constantly stressed out. And that sympathetic nervous system is way overworked. The parasympathetic is more the rest and digest, as Megan mentioned.
Right.
And chiropractic care does help get us there, but a lot of things that they do help us get to a more of a rest and digest.
Yeah,
state
and
as
like
well.
You said, Megan, we have a team approach. We collaborate, which I like. So part of it you mentioned is the chiropractic adjustments. What are other ways we treat? Core posture.
We have deep tissue massage, so that works on muscle tension, tightness, muscle knots, and connective tissue. It promotes increased blood flow, which helps foster healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Megan is being very modest.
Uh huh.
She mentioned BAM in the beginning.
Yeah.
They go over number of exercises that are specifically designed to increase balance, alignment, and motion.
And we're going to talk about those next segment.
Yep. Yeah. And she is the expert when it comes to that.
Yeah. Megan's kind of humble over there.
Yes. it's all everyone else. No, guys. She is an expert at what she does, and she does a lot to help with posture.
Right. So we talk about the deep tissue massage, acupuncture. That's interesting. How does acupuncture help with posture?
Well, acupuncture works on points in the body that are connected by pathways or meridians. And those pathways are responsible for energy flow throughout the body that mm-hmm. impacts our overall health. So any kind of disruption in that energy highway, so to speak, causes pain, dysfunction, and disease.
Mm. I know you love your acupuncture.
It's my favorite.
Mine too.
Oh, come on, guys.
So acupuncture helps to stimulate the nervous system to release chemicals into the muscles, the brain, and the spinal cord that decreases inflammation, swelling, relaxes muscles, improves circulation.
Mm-hmm. Very helpful. Well, let's stop there because when we come back, I want to talk more, especially in the area of rehab and corrective exercise, specific exercises that we can help our listeners with for posture. We'll be right back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right.
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what? What was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about the power of posture. And Megan, before we went to break, we were talking about how we treat poor posture here at The Prather Practice. And one thing is, what's nice about what we do is that we collaborate, it's not one type of thing. We have the chiropractic, we talked about the acupuncture, deep tissue massage, and then what are some other ways that we treat poor posture?
Well, we have rehab, which is what Alexa and I do. And in rehab, based off of the patient's posture assessment and the x-ray, we recommend certain durable medical equipment. So for example, for forward head posture, we often recommend a cervical collar, and that helps to pull the head back into alignment so it's over the torso.
And people are wearing that, it's like an exercise, right? 10 to 15 minutes a day.
Yeah, we start with 10 to 15 minutes a day, and then we work our way up to about an hour maximum wearing it. So it's not something that you need to wear outside the home, just while you're inside. And
it's nice because a lot of insurances cover it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then it also helps to just support the neck musculature so that it gets a little bit of a rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's some of the equipment. What else ways we treat poor posture?
We use Kinesio tape, which is a tape that has a one-way pull. And we use that to facilitate certain muscles and inhibit other muscles to pull the patient into alignment.
Mm-hmm. And it's a gentle pull. When you say pull in alignment, it's not like the neck collar, which literally holds you in alignment.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a good kind of biofeedback device, mm-hmm. I would say. So it's a good reminder for you to stand with good posture.
Oh, and not just stand. I don't know if you remember when you taped me, you immediately... I had her evaluate and tape me, and my shoulders were rolled forward, and so she taped along my back to help bring my shoulders back, and she immediately noticed that it not only changed my shoulders, it changed my head, it changed my pelvis, just doing that.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. And I went throughout the day, I felt a lot better, I was standing up taller, but at night I realized what was going on. And if you remember, we mentioned in one of the earlier segments that we can sleep in poor posture. Mm-hmm. Well, as I laid down, I was lying on my side, and I realized the tape on my back, that biofeedback, was telling me that I'd rolled my shoulders forward, and I was, sleeping kind of in a curled up position, and with my shoulders forward, my head forward, my knees were brought up a bit, and that tape was pulling, and there was no way I was going to get to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I had to straighten up a bit for things to relax, and I was allowed to get to sleep. That first night, I slept horribly.
He was probably cursing me.
I was, and you may remember that next day. But the following night, slept like a baby.
Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, we're in our beds, mm-hmm. hopefully 7 to 8 hours a night. But posture is very important, mm-hmm. too, in the way we sleep.
That's correct. That's my story. I think Megan has we won't talk patient name at all, mm-hmm. but I think there's a patient that Megan wants to mention.
So I had a patient that came in with pain pretty much everywhere, neck, mid-back, low back, shoulder pain, and so we worked really hard on posture with her. We gave her a cervical collar. We also gave her another brace to help her stand up taller, which is called a TLSO brace. Basically brings the shoulders back and supports the low back. And then we worked on corrective exercises, and we did the kinesio taping with her. And she could tell after the first taping how much better her posture was. In fact, we took a picture of her after we taped her, and it was just amazing the difference between mm-hmm. the before and after she was taped. So
interesting. And I love that you guys use that posture app. Mm-hmm. So, patients can see before and after.
Yeah, it's a great visual for them to see.
And the report actually puts the pictures on the same page, the before pictures and the after, and takes the measurements and says this is exactly how much change has occurred.
Mm-hmm. And that's something we talked about should be done on an annual basis, a posture analysis.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And with New Year's coming, what better time to come in and get it done? Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be making goals, setting New Year's resolutions to be healthier. Mm-hmm. What a great time to come in and get your posture checked and have that be part of your New Year's resolution.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to make sure that we give some of the listeners some posture exercise, some basic mm-hmm. that we start out with. Alexa,
yeah.
As our rehab assistant, could you share some of the exercises you start people with? And there is a progression.
Yes. Yeah. We start off very basic, simple movements, and then we work up from there. The first ones that we always start with are called chin tucks. Basically, you're just laying down on a table, pushing your chin towards your chest while keeping your head on the table. that's going to help.
You can do it on the floor, too, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, on the floor, too. You don't have tables at home.
Or bed.
Well, maybe.
Dining room table.
On the counter. So chin tucks. Those help strengthen the muscles in the back of your neck. We do elbow presses and shoulder presses, which are helping strengthen your shoulders. Shoulder braids, helping out that roundedness, the kyphosis. And then we do, it's called the Brugger Relief, which you actually do while standing up. You keep your heels, your bottom, shoulders, and head, they're all against the wall. Bring your arms out with your palms up. Squeeze those shoulder blades together, and it's just a hold. So we're focusing on retraining those muscles to stand up in this position. Those points that are touching the wall should always be aligned while you're standing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of patients will find it difficult to stand like that because they're not used to it. So we work starting at like 30 seconds, and we work up to a minute or so. And it should become easier over time.
I know that's something when I play tennis in between points, because you're forward, I'll do a quick Brugger Relief, go into more of an extension pattern to break up that flexion pattern.
Exactly, just to open everything up, get it all kind of released. So, And then another good one is Wall Angels.
I think they're called wall devils sometimes, right?
Something, I don't know. Whatever you want to, snowman, yeah, whatever you want to call them. But
they sometimes aren't fun.
Yeah, no, depending on the patient, sometimes they're not fun at all. But you standing in that same position as the Brugger Relief, and you're just bringing your arms up, just like you would a snow angel in the snow. Mm-hmm. And we're just focusing on strengthening those muscles in the neck and into the shoulders.
Very good.
Helping bring it all back.
Yeah, and so those are some of the basic exercises
those
we
are
start
just
with.
A small few that we start with, and then, we progress from there depending on what we're working with each patient.
Great, thank you. So what do we tell someone that has a sedentary job? You know, a lot of people right now, because of COVID, are working from home. What do we suggest to them to help their posture?
A reminder of something I've already said, motion is life. Staying in motion is imperative. I really take issue with a lot of ergonomics. They say 90 degree, 90 degree, 90 degree, 90 degree. I'd love to take the people that came up with that and have them sit at that position for half an hour and tell me that that's good for you. It's not. You can't sit even in the best, quote unquote, best ergonomic position and think that you're gonna feel good. You have to move. So if you're in a job that you're sitting all day, especially sitting in front of a computer, you have to move.
Okay, very important. Megan, anything that you share with people that have sedentary jobs?
So we like to say, get up and move every 15 minutes.
Set a timer,
yeah. We also have people bring in pictures of their workstation a lot so that we can look at the position of their chair from the computer, look at the way their head is when they're looking at the computer, if their shoulders are rounded.
I know I have a standing desk at home.
I do too.
Electric. I actually keep it in standing most of the time. And I set the timer just to make sure, you know, how long I've been in front of the computer. Well, very good. I want to thank you all. Very informative on the power of posture. Very important people to, we do a assessment. A free assessment of your posture, something to do on an annual basis. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.